Baba's Avyakt Murli, 15 January 2023, revised date 18th November 1993. Om Shanti. The beloved royal children of the confluence age and so the rulers of the future kingdom. Today, the father, the comforter of hearts of all the children, is seeing all his beloved royal children from everywhere. Each child is worthy of the affection of the comforter of hearts. This divine affection, this supreme affection can only be attained by the fortunate handful of souls of the few out of multi-millions. For many births, you have experienced the affection of souls and great souls. Now, in this one, alaukik birth, you are experiencing supreme love and affection. You have become the beloved royal children through this divine affection. This is why the father, the comforter of hearts, has the alaukik intoxication that each of his children is a child who is to become a king. You are kings, are you not? You are not subjects, are you? What do all of you say that your title is at present? Raj Yogis. Are you all Raj Yogis? Or are some also Praja Yogis? That is, subject Yogis. If all of you are Raj Yogis, where will the subjects come from? Over whom will you rule? There have to be subjects. When will the Praja Yogis come? Beloved, royal, that is Raj Dulare, children means the kings of the present time and also of the future. You have a double kingdom, not just the kingdom of the future. Before becoming the future kings, you have claimed the right to self-sovereignty at the present time. So, do you check the activity of your self-sovereign kingdom? Just as you sing the praise of the future kingdom, that it is one kingdom, one religion, a kingdom of complete peace, happiness and wealth, in the same way, O self-sovereign kings, do these things constantly exist in the activity of your self-sovereign kingdom? One kingdom means that I, the soul, constantly control the kingdom of the physical organs that carry out the functioning of the kingdom. Or, in between, instead of being a self-sovereign, someone else doesn't sometimes begin to claim a right, does he? The kingdom belonging to someone else is Maya's kingdom. The sign of the kingdom belonging to someone else is to be dependent on that someone. The sign of self-sovereignty is that you constantly experience yourself to be an elevated one with all rights. A kingdom belonging to someone else makes you dependent and brings you under the influence of others. When a king claims the right to another king's kingdom, he first takes the king prisoner. That is, the king is then dependent on someone else. So check whether you have one kingdom. Or do the ones who have a right to the kingdom of Maya bring you the self-sovereigns, the kings, or your physical organs that carry out the functioning of the kingdom under their influence every now and then? So, do you have one kingdom or two kingdoms? Is it the law and order of you, the self-sovereigns, which is ruling, or do the orders of Maya also rule every now and then? Along with this, there is one dharma, that is religion. Dharma means dharna. So, what is the one religion or one dharna of self-sovereignty? Purity. Purity in everything. In your thoughts, words, deeds, relationships and connections. This is said to be one religion, that is one dharna. Let there not be any impurity, that is any other religion, in your dreams or even in your thoughts. Because where there is purity, there cannot be any name or trace of impurity, that is, anything wasteful or vicious. Have you become so powerful? Or are you the kings who are weak? Or is it that you are sometimes weak and sometimes powerful. If you cannot rule your kingdom of this one short birth, how would you claim a right to a kingdom for 21 births? You are developing those sanskars now. The future world will be created with your elevated sanskars of this time. So your sanskars of the present time of one kingdom and one religion are the foundation of the future world. So, check, is your happiness, peace and wealth based on limited attainments, or do you have the spiritual, super sensuous happiness of the supreme godly kingdom? Is your experience of happiness based on the facilities and praise, or is your kingdom that of super sensuous happiness based on the supreme? The same goes for unbroken peace. Does any type of situation of peacelessness destroy your unbroken peace? For those who are self-sovereigns, any storm of peacelessness, whether large or small, is there to make them experienced. And so, they become a gift for the flying stage. They become a gift of a lift. This is known as constant peace. So check, is your kingdom one of unbroken peace and self-sovereignty? It is the same for wealth. The wealth of self-sovereignty is knowledge, virtues and powers. Are you the self-sovereigns who are full of all these types of wealth? The sign of being full is that wherever there is fullness, there is constant contentment and there is no name or trace of any lack of attainment. To be ignorant of the knowledge of limited desires is known as being wealthy. And to be a king means to be a bestower. If someone has limited desires or any desire for attainment, then instead of being a king, such a soul becomes a beggar. Therefore, check your self-sovereignty very well. Check, is my self-sovereignty that of one kingdom, one religion, and full of peace and happiness? Or is it still becoming that? If you are still becoming kings and do not have the stage of being self-sovereigns, then what are you at that time? Do you become subjects? Or are you neither subjects nor kings, but just in between? Now, do not remain in between. Do not think that you will become that at the end. If you definitely wish to claim the fortune of the kingdom for a long period of time, then the fruit of self-sovereignty over a long time is definitely to receive the kingdom for a long period of time. The basis of claiming a right to a kingdom for the full span of time is to have constant self-sovereignty at the present time. Do you understand? Never be careless, thinking it will happen. Children entertain Bab Dada with many sweet things. Instead of being kings, they become very good lawyers. They relate such points of law that the father continues to smile. So is a lawyer better than a king? You argue points of law with great cleverness. So now stop arguing points of law. Become the beloved royal children. The father has love for the children, and this is why, while seeing and listening to all of that, he continues to smile. He is not using Dharmaraj at the moment. Love is making everyone move along. You have arrived here because of love, have you not? So, in response to your love, Bab Dada is also giving multi-million fold love in return. Children of this land and abroad have arrived in Madhuban, flying in the vehicle of love. Bab Dada is seeing all of you, that is, present here in the Sakar form, and seeing the loving form of all the children, that is, everywhere. Achha. To all the close children, merged in love, to the elevated souls who have self-sovereignty and so a right to the kingdom of the world, to the special, elevated, wealthy souls who have all types of full attainment, to the children who have claimed the right to one kingdom, one religion, and a complete kingdom, and who are like the father to the fortunate souls, love, remembrance, and namaste from Bap Dada, the bestower of fortune.
The spiritual children say, Padam Guna, remembrance, love, good morning, and namaste to our spiritual mother, father, and Bap Dada. Acha, Om Shanti.
Bap Dada meeting the Dadis. All tasks are continuing well, are they not? The tasks are being carried out with good zeal and enthusiasm. Karavanhar is enabling it to happen, and those who are instruments are carrying it out. Do you experience this? Every task is easy and successful with the finger of everyone's cooperation. How is all of this happening? It seems like magic, does it not? People of the world just see it and are wonderstruck, whereas you instrument souls will constantly continue to move forward because you are carefree kings. People of the world worry at every step, whereas you are carefree because you have God's remembrance in every thought. You are carefree, are you not? It is good. You have an eternal relationship. Acha. Everything is moving along well, and it will continue to move along well. You have faith and you are carefree. You do not have to worry about what will happen or how it will happen. Do the teachers have any worries? Do you worry about how the centers will expand? Do you worry about how service will grow? Do you not worry about this? Are you carefree? To think about something is different from worrying about it. You may think about increasing service, that is, you may make plans for service. However, there will never be any success by worrying about it. The one enabling you to move is making you move. The one enabling everything to happen is making it happen. Therefore, everything will happen easily. Simply be the instruments and use your thoughts, bodies, minds and wealth in a worthwhile way. Whatever task is being carried out at any time, that is our task. When something is our task, when it is your task personally, then where there is the consciousness of mind, you will use everything for it. So what is the special task of the Brahmin family? You teachers should respond. Teachers, what is the special task of the Brahmin family at the present time? For what will you use everything in a worthwhile way? For Gyan Sarovar. Will you sacrifice everything in a sarovar, that is lake? When a special task is being performed in a family, where does everyone's attention go? Their attention goes towards that special task. At the present time, this is the greatest task of the Brahmin family, is it not? Each movement has its own importance. The cooperation of everyone in the Brahmin family here and abroad is for the special task, is it not? Or is it for your own center? To the extent that a task is big, so you have as big a heart. To the extent that you have a big heart, to that extent, there is automatic accomplishment. If you have a small heart, then whatever was going to come will stop. Whatever was going to happen will stop. Whereas, with a big heart, even the impossible becomes possible. Is it the Gyan Sarovar of Madhuban or is it yours? Whose is it? It is Madhuban's, is it not? It is not Gujarat's, is it Madhuban's? Is it Maharashtra's? Is it that of the foreign lands? It is everyone's. The unlimited place for unlimited service will enable all souls to receive their unlimited inheritance. Is this all right? Acha. Personal meetings with Avyakt Bap Dada. The vibrations of self-transformation will bring about world transformation. Do all of you experience yourselves to be souls who have the fortune of happiness? You have attained the fortune of happiness that you never even dreamt of. So everyone's heart sings the song. If anyone has the greatest fortune of happiness, it is I. This is the song in your minds. You have to make effort to sing a song with your mouths, but you can all sing the song in your minds. The greatest treasure of all is the treasure of happiness, because there is happiness when there is attainment. If there is some lack of attainment, then no matter how much someone tells another person to be happy, no matter how much effort they make to be happy artificially, they are unable to be happy. So, do you always remain happy or only sometimes? Since you issue the challenge that you are the children of God, can there be a lack of attainment where God is? You also always have happiness because you are constantly embodiments of all attainments. What was Father Brahma's song? I have attained that which I wanted. So, is it the song of Father Brahma alone, or is it also the song of all of you? Does a wave of sorrow come sometimes? Till when will it continue to come? Now, let no wave of sorrow come for even a short time. Since you are instruments for world transformation, can you not bring about this transformation in yourself? Do you want time even now? Just put a full stop. You will not receive such an elevated time, elevated attainment or elevated relationships throughout the whole cycle. So, first of all, let there be self-transformation. These vibrations of self-transformation will bring about world transformation. The speciality of double foreign souls is a fast life. So, are you fast in your transformation? If someone abroad moves very slowly, they don't like it. So use this speciality for transformation. It is good. You are moving forward and will continue to move forward. Your vision of recognition is very sharp in that you have recognized the Father. Now be intense in your efforts, intense in service, and intense in becoming complete in reaching your destination. You want to claim the first number, do you not? Just as Father Brahma was first, so become Father Brahma's companions, and you will become first and come with the first. You have love for Father Brahma, do you not? Achha. Mothers, you will perform wonders, will you not? What the world considers to be impossible, you have done and shown to be easy. You are performing such wonders, are you not? People of the world think that mothers are weak and that they cannot do anything, whereas you are making the impossible possible and moving ahead of everyone in world transformation. What are the Pandavas doing? You are making the impossible possible, are you not? You have hoisted the flag of purity, have you not? Do you hold the flag in your hand very well, or is it sometimes lowered? Constantly continue to hoist the flag of the challenge of purity. Number 2. At Amrut Vela, apply a tilak of the awareness of being combined. Do you constantly experience yourselves to be easy yogis? No matter how much the circumstances make you experience difficulty, you are the easy yogis who make anything difficult easy. Are you like that, or do you experience something to be difficult at a time of difficulty? Is it always easy? The reason why something is difficult is that you let go of the Father's company. When you become alone, you become weak, and those who are weak find easy things difficult. And this is why Bap Dada had told you earlier to stay constantly combined. No one can separate those who are combined. Just as at this time you souls and your bodies are combined, in the same way you and the father have to remain combined. What do the mothers think? Are you combined or are you sometimes separate and sometimes combined? Are you going to receive such company at any other time? In that case, why do you leave his company? What work has he given you? Simply to remember my Baba. What work would be easier than this? Is it difficult? We have had these sanskars for 63 births. You now have a new birth, do you not? New birth and new sanskars. Are you now in your old birth or new birth? Or is it half and half? In the new birth, do you have sanskars of remembrance or forgetfulness? Then why do you leave the new and go back to the old? Do you like something new or something old? Then why do you go back to the old? Every day at Amrit Vela, apply a tilak of the awareness of Brahman life on yourself. Devotees definitely put a tilak on themselves. So you have to put on the tilak of awareness. In any case, mothers who apply a tilak, apply the tilak of company. So always have the awareness, I am combined. Always put on this tilak of company. If someone has a partner, she will put on a tilak. And if she doesn't have a partner, she will not put on a tilak. This is a tilak of company. So do you apply a tilak of awareness every day or do you forget? Sometimes you forget to put it on and sometimes it gets erased. You never forget your partner, his company. So always keep your companion with you. This group is a beautiful bouquet. A bouquet of a variety of flowers is beautiful. So all of you, whoever you are, wherever you have come from, each one of you is loved more than the next. All of you are content, are you not? You constantly have company and you are always content. That is, all simply remember this one word, I am combined, and I will always remain combined and return at the same time. However, only if you stay with him will you go back with him. You have to stay with him and return with him. You cannot be separated from someone you love. You are with that one at every second and in every thought. Acha. Blessing. May you be a powerful server who gives blessings to everyone by imbibing the speciality of keeping a balance. The service that you powerful souls have to do now is to give everyone blessings. Whether you give them through your eyes or through your forehead. You saw how Sakar Baba in his Karmatit stage, in his final movements, had the speciality of keeping a balance and also the wonder of blessings. So follow the Father. This is easy and powerful service. Doing this will take less time, less effort, and you will achieve greater results. So continue to give everyone blessings through your soul conscious form. Slogan: to merge the expansion in a second and to give the experience of the essence of knowledge is to be a light and might house. Acha. Om Shanti.